God's gift of hope. The world is going crazy. And this truly is a life of faith. Faith in the one who saved, for his initial salvation at the time of rebirth. Trusting the indwelling Spirit for a lifetime of his working in and through us. Believing in God to work out his plans and his purposes for your life and in mine. But that trusting faith is built on a hope of salvation, the saving of the body, a future hope, where there is no more pain or disappointment, hurt or distress. Faith in his word translates into hope in his word. For if in this life only we have hope in Christ, then we are of all men most miserable. Not one of the promises of Scripture has ever failed in the past. 4,000 years of promises and prophecies translated into Christ's first appearance. Generation after generation from Adam to the Baptist believed in his truth, for thy word is truth. And Jesus came crying, I am the way and the truth and the life. And now in this darkest history of the world, we wait a second time in hope. And that hope has a name. It is the blessed hope, the Lord Jesus Christ. Looking for that blessed hope, looking unto Jesus. Looking for the glorious appearing of our great God and our Saviour Jesus Christ. This is to be our attitude, our constant attitude, our unfluctuating attitude, our undeviating attitude. This is an attitude of health and life, and inherent in this attitude is a salutary effect. For every man that hath this hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure. Oh, this hope in the coming of Christ cleanses the soul of the sinner, saved by grace. Ah, but there is more, for this is not an easy life. Jesus told us that in this world you will have tribulation. This is a life that is beset with trials and disappointments, hurt and harm. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Be you also patient. Establish your heart, for the coming of the Lord draws nigh. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. He will transform our lowly body, that it may be conformed into his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able, even to subdue all things to himself. Oh, this is a crazy world, and we know it's shattering into billions of fragments. But we do have a hope. And we are exhorted not to sorrow as others who have no hope, but to look for the blessed hope, Christ, the first fruit, and afterwards those that are Christ's at his coming. Oh, Paul tells us to hold fast the word which I preach you, hold fast to the hope. And in Romans 12, Paul tells us how to live. We being many are one body in Christ, and individual members one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Or ministry, let us use it in our ministering. He who teaches in teaching, he who exhorts in exhortation, he who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy, oh, with cheerfulness. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil and cling to what is good. Or be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honour giving preference to one another, and not lacking in diligence. Fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, oh, rejoicing in hope, and patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer, or distributing to the needs of the saints, and given to hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice, and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind towards one another. Do not set yourself on high things, but associate with the humble. And do not be wise in your own opinions, and repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for the good things in the sight of all men. And if it is possible, as much as it depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.